Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real. In this episode, we are talking about the top five Zio Doggy supporters over yonder, part one. Well, we're at it again, trying to deliver a 20-minute script in 5 minutes or less. So we are talking about the top five Zio Doggy supporters over yonder. And in case you're wondering, and perhaps you are totally so uncool that you don't watch our Keeping It Real episodes, when we refer to yonder, we are talking about the non-West Asian world. And for the most part, it's centered around the collective West. And if we zoom in just a little bit, we usually mean America. America. So that's pretty much what over yonder there means, because it's over there, yonder, over there. And Zio Doggy supporters, in case you're wondering, because you don't know what that means, because perhaps you're totally uncool that you don't watch our Keeping It Real episodes. Zio Doggy supporters are all those foolish powers that foolishly support the foolish Zio Doggy Rabbit Doggy regime over yonder. And well, of course, you know what top five means if we haven't totally scrambled your brains to eggs by this point in time in the episode. We just got started. And so since there was so much, incredibly much research out there regarding the Zio Doggy supporters over yonder, and there's so many ways that the foolish Zio Doggy supporters support the Zio Rabbit Doggy Gone Wild, aka Israel, that, well, there was just way too much research. So the research and analysis department at Islamic Pulse Studios just jam-packed all of that research and just forwarded it over to the scripting department. And for some godforsaken reason, the scripting department didn't bother to do any editing, so it just left all the research in there without editing it. And just forward the whole thing to the censorship board, which apparently was either asleep or had a lot of insight, depending on your perspective, and didn't bother to censor any of the research. So surprisingly, they left all the research in there intact, and now they just forwarded the script to us at the presenting department, and well, here we are trying to present a 20-minute script in less than 5 minutes. Tawakkul ala Allah al-Ali al-Aziz. So please keep it in your Keeping It Real mind that what we're trying to do in the episode is to make sure that everybody knows how the foolish Zio Doggy supporters are foolishly supporting the Zio Rabbit Dog known as Israel, or Israel, as we're going to say in the episode. So we start with the weakest link, number 5 out of 5, Italy. So I'm just going to read some of the stuff because it's like way too much research, as we already explained in the intro. A recently released book, I can't even read from the script, Jesus. A recently released book condemns the challenges faced in building masajids in Italy amid growing hostility towards Islam. Over decades, a climate of Islamophobic propaganda has hindered most Islamic communities' efforts to establish new masjids in the country. Number 2, a viral footage of pro-Palestinian school children being beaten by police has drawn condemnations in Italy, with the opposition calling for the interior minister to address the issue in the parliament. They beat up kids. A group of lawyers and Palestinian community representatives residing in Italy have lodged a formal complaint against the Italian government for complicity in Israel's genocide in Gaza at Rome's public prosecutor office. It's pretty serious. Pro-Palestine activists in Italy, including students and teachers, that means civilians, have denounced growing intimidation and repression in the country against pro-Palestine activists. And pro-Palestinian activists in Italy have staged another demonstration against the country's unconditional support for the Israeli genocide in Gaza. They gathered outside the Italian Foreign Ministry to voice their anger at Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani for lying about Rome halting arms shipments to Israel. A press conference about the Israeli regime's brutal war on Gaza and the humanitarian crisis there had been scheduled to be held at the Italian parliament, but apparently was canceled for some reason. Go figure. A new pro-Palestinian rally has been organized in Rome yet again. This is as the Italian defense minister has confirmed Rome's arms exports to Israel have continued despite a block that was announced last year. So somebody's lying. A protest was held outside the Italian parliament against the arrest without charge by the Italian police of a Palestinian man. Apparently the man had been living in Europe for over 10 years, but all of a sudden, and after the October the 7th, these people started to arrest this guy who was, anyways. Italian police on Saturday used a water cannon to disperse pro-Palestinian demonstrators outside a trade exhibition of gold and jewelry in the Italian northern city of Vicenza. Water cannons? It was like 1960s United States of America Jim Crow laws. A protest has been held in front of Italy's foreign ministry over the government's use of censorship when it comes to the suffering of Palestinians and the massacre carried out by Israel in Gaza. Rome has even prohibited pro-Palestine rallies nationwide on International Holocaust Remembrance Day, so they're banning protests. A recent report published by the monthly magazine Altreconomia has highlighted Italy's involvement in the Gaza carnage despite Rome having declared on numerous occasions that it had stopped sending weapons to Israel since October 7th, 2023. So they got caught lying again. And of course, Italy would have done so much more in order to foolishly support the foolish Zio doggy rabid regime gone wild, Israel. But apparently Italy is having their own little migration crisis. You know, people are like migrating in ships and dying in the middle of the ocean, trying to get, why would you want to go to Italy? It's not as glamorous as you people think. Good. Okay, moving on to number 4 out of 5, and that is the second to weakest link, Germany. And yes, this is what we're going to do in the rest of the episode. Please pay attention. A court in the German capital, Berlin, is expected to rule on the case of an activist who called out, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," during a pro-Palestinian rally in what campaigners describe as a litmus test of freedom of speech for the Western European country. That means they're trying to make it illegal to say, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." And German police have violently cracked down on pro-Palestinian student protesters at a university in the capital of Berlin. So they're beating up students. And police in Germany have raided the homes of 5 pro-Palestinian activists in Berlin in its latest Islamophobic move. And the closing down of the main Islamic center in Hamburg. I mean, you must have heard about that. Ridiculous. More than 2,000 German academics have signed a letter demanding the resignation of the country's education minister over her attempt to punish scholars who supported pro-Palestinian students. And succumbing to the pressure of the powerful Zionist Israeli lobby, Germany has banned the oldest and leading Shia Muslim center and affiliated organization in its latest Islamophobic move. I think it was the Islamic Center in Hamburg. We already said that anyways. Demonstrators angry at the German government's handling of Israel's war in the besieged Gaza Strip have disrupted a citizens' forum featuring Germany's foreign minister. So, you know, anyways. A group of more than 30 human rights activists have called upon the German government to immediately stop arms exports to Israel. That means that they are exporting arms to Israel. And undertake stronger diplomatic efforts to achieve a permanent ceasefire in the besieged Gaza Strip. And the German police have cleared a pro-Palestinian camp in Berlin amid a growing number of such protests across Europe that have been following the model of student protests throughout the United States of America's universities. And German authorities have arrested Jewish activist Udi Raz for organizing pro-Palestinian demonstrations in the country. How's that not anti-Semitism? When a Jewish guy is trying to do a pro-Palestinian protest, you still shut him down? German authorities on Friday, whenever that Friday was, detained and deported Palestinian-British surgeon Ghassan Abu Sitta, known for his work in Gaza hospitals, who was invited to speak about his work and post-October the 7th experience at a Palestinian conference in Berlin. Hello, they detained and deported the guy because he was going to speak at a conference. And hundreds of German civil servants, that means they're Germans, have joined a group to demand Chancellor Olaf Scholz stop sending weapons to Israel as the regime continues its war crimes in the Gaza Strip. Nicaragua, this Latin American country, has berated Germany for its support to Israel and devastating Gaza war, saying it was pathetic. Nicaragua said that. It was pathetic to give weapons to the Israeli government while providing aid in war-torn Gaza. So if you understand, they're providing aid on one hand and then they're providing the weapons to kill the Palestinians on the other hand. Maybe they just want to kill fat Palestinians. A team of lawyers has filed an urgent legal action against the German government to stop arms sales to Israel, arguing that the occupying regime uses the weapons to commit genocide against Palestinians. And the very awesome nation of Nicaragua is again on the list. Nicaragua has sued Germany at the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, in The Hague for aiding and abetting the Israeli regime's ongoing genocidal war against the Gaza Strip. You go, Nicaragua, put them on trial. Schools in the German capital of Berlin have been ordered to distribute leaflets describing the Nakba Day as a myth, meaning that it's a lie. 76 years after Zionist paramilitaries forcibly removed 2/3, that's like 66% plus, of the Palestinian population from their ancestral home. So they're totally trying to, you know, delete history from history. Go figure, Germans, you know? Anyways, a German research institute has terminated the contract of a pro-Palestine professor of anthropology after he criticized the Israeli regime's ongoing war on the Gaza Strip. I mean, he's like an anthropology professor. A Germany's government is considering the delivery of tank ammunition to Israel amid genocidal war against Gaza, the German magazine Der Spiegel has reported as Western governments keep on backing the Tel Aviv regime for its ongoing massacre in Gaza. And of course, Germany would have done so much more to foolishly support the foolish Zio rabbit doggy regime gone wild, but it seems like Germany is footing the bill for the Ukraine conflict. Anyways, moving on to number three out of five, the third weakest link, France. Yes, an investigative report says that the French government has authorized the sale of electronic equipment for drones used by Israel to bomb civilians in the Gaza Strip. British-Palestinian surgeon Ghassan Abu Sitta, I thought we already talked about him. Yes, we did. A witness to Israel's war crimes in the Gaza Strip has been denied entry to France, where he was slated to address the Senate about Gaza. So not only did they, you know, ban the guy from going to Germany, they also banned the guy from going to France? French police have violently crushed pro-Palestinian protesters, dragging them on the ground after they set up camps at the Sorbonne University to call for an end to Israel's brutalities in the besieged Gaza Strip. So they're also beating up students in France. Just one day after France's foreign minister, Stéphane Séjourné, was showered with praise for saying that sanctions on Israel could be coming over the regime's refusal to allow humanitarian aid to Gaza, he quickly backtracked in a session before parliament. So that's like another, you know, situation of what happened in the other country that, you know, it's like Zionist lobby. Opposition parties and activists have called on France's government to reconsider arms sales to Israel in the wake of its genocidal war in the besieged Gaza Strip, so they're also selling them weapons. France has imposed sanctions against a senior official with the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas. Amid Israel's devastating war waged on the blockaded Gaza Strip, the sudden revocation of the permit of a pro-Palestinian protest march gave the French police legal justification to use a tool of political repression not seen since the Yellow Vests, including massive fines. So, like, you know, they're banning protests of the free people of the world. In the wake of Operation launched by the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas, France's Minister of Justice has stated that any form of public support for the resistance against the Israeli regime is a criminal offense. Disgusting. And French police have violently crushed pro-Palestinian protesters, dragging them on the ground where they set up camps at Sorbonne University. We already did that. French President Emmanuel Macron has drawn widespread condemnation after suggesting that the same Western coalition which claimed to fight Daesh, aka ISIS, should now be used to fight against Hamas? What? The backlash was immediate, and especially at demonstration in Paris against Israel's mounting atrocities. Yes. Okay. Acclaimed Iranian musician and filmmaker Mr. Bashir Biazar had been arrested and imprisoned in France for more than 2 weeks over charges widely described as politically motivated because the brother tweeted some stuff in Farsi while he was living in France in support of the Palestinian movement, and so they incarcerated him, and I think they deported him as well. Because he tweeted pro-Palestine, not even in French, in Farsi. And of course, France would have done so much more to so foolishly support the foolish Zio doggy rabbit regime, but you know, they have been witnessing a lot of internal domestic uproar and rioting, especially all of this striking that's been going on. It's like everybody's striking in France these days. So what's happening is that they don't have too much time to worry about the Zio rabbit doggy gone wild Israel, because they're trying to save their own little dirty doghouse at home. Ouch. Well, dear friends, that just about does it about our part one of part two episode where we're talking about the Zio doggy supporters over yonder. And of course, just to let you know what we were talking about in case you were not able to follow, we are trying to list all of the things, well, at least most of the things, because all of the things would be like an hour-long episode. So we are trying to list most of the things that are out there to let you know that, yes, these five top Zio doggy rabbit gone wild supporters really are supporting the Zio rabbit doggy gone wild, despite the fact that they're doing it so, you know, subtly so that nobody realizes what's going on. But yeah, we ain't keeping it real. We are realizing what's going on. And now we're helping you realize what's going on, wherever you are. Almost. And so, yes, it is truly incredibly shocking and disgusting and disturbing the amount of foolish support that these Zio doggy supporters over yonder are providing Israel rabbit doggy gone wild. So it's not like now all the facts are on the table, you know? It's like they say, you know what they say? They say, you know, all options on the table. Well, you know, at Keeping It Real, we are putting all facts on the table. All facts on the table. So beware, because now all facts are on the table. You better be careful wherever you are and whoever you are, And please make sure to, make sure to watch our part two of our two-part episode on the Zio Doggy supporters over yonder, where inshallah, if we're still alive and somebody hasn't assassinated us, you will finally be able to hear the bunker-busting conclusion to the Zio Doggy supporters over yonder. And what's going to happen to them? Hey, we're just keeping it real. Good, huh? All right, okay. That's nice. Yes, that's like our trade secret now.
What if we repeat it off part two?
Part two? I don't know. Soon. No, it's not good. Oh, no. We'll release part two relatively quickly. We just have to wait for the research and analysis department to do all that stuff, and clearly they're not doing their job right because it's jam-packing everything in the script. And then it goes to the scripting department. Clearly they're not doing their job because they're just keeping all the research there, you know, without editing it. Like, why are you guys getting paid, you know, by public funds, you know, by public donors to do this stuff? And then the censorship board just kept everything in there and sent it to us and said, please present this within 5 minutes or less. All right, that's good. Time to go home.